If you're suffering from hay fever, what are your options if you'd prefer to avoid using the drugs? Dr. Rajendra Sharma is medical director of the diagnostic clinic.
There are two ways to look at the treatment of hay fever. One is as the treatment, so what can we offer from a naturopathic point of view that may benefit somebody who's struggling? The other is to see how we can work to prevent hay fever and to see whether we can find methods that will reduce the general tendency to increasing allergy in society as a whole. We're certainly looking closely at the hygiene hypothesis. This is where we believe that too many people are not being confronted by enough diseases when they're young. And when that happens, our immune system doesn't get used to fighting things off. It then comes across a blast of a pollen from a tree, and it incorrectly behaves by telling the body this is not a good thing to have in it, when in fact a tree pollen shouldn't be bothering us. Why the immune system is so sensitive may be associated with problems in the bowel as well. If our bowel flora is of poor quality or number, we don't have a protective layer in the gut, leading to what's called medically increased intestinal permeability, or colloquially known as the leaky gut syndrome. If you have a leaky gut, then foods and bacteria in the gut travel into the bloodstream and the immune system fights it. If you start to fight the wheat you had with your toast and with your biscuits and with your pasta and the dairy proteins and sugars that you get from your milk and your cheeses, then the body starts to spark off an overreactivity to things that it's just constantly taking in, and it loses sight of what it should and shouldn't be fighting. So when we walk into our first pollen cloud, we automatically attack it for fear that it is another multiplying bacteria or virus. That's the triggering point for hay fever. Many people have hay fever and it goes away, which would suggest, because the pollens haven't gone away, that something has changed in the immune system. And perhaps by doing a simple urinalysis test for a leaky gut. And that simple test will tell us whether we need to focus on your gut. Repair the gut and hay fever, eczemas, asthmas and other allergic problems may disappear. With regard to the specific treatments, a good study done in the Royal Homeopathic Hospital in Glasgow about 10, 12 years ago now showed that the simple use of pollen, potency 30, which you should be able to get from any homeopathic outlet, may work. It seems to. There are studies in Europe, particularly by a company called Heal, and one product they do is called Lufa, L-U-F-F-A, like the brush. You take the tablets and you can take the spray, which you pop up your nose with a little puffer, and it seems to work well for a lot of people. It may not work instantly, but it will work eventually. Euphrasia as eye drops, excellent, takes away the symptoms and discomfort of the conjunctivitis fairly swiftly. Euphorbium nasal sprays do the same for the nose and can get rid of congestion to a degree without taking the artificial antihistamines. There are Ayurvedic or Indian herbal compounds and combinations. One that I like using and have done so successfully with my patients is called Septalin. And there is a big boy from America now called Ambrotose. This is a 5-sugared compound that the scientists over there suggest we used to have in our plant foods, but we no longer have in the abundance that we should due to poor soil content. Ambrotose appears to attach to white blood cells, and if they are underactive, speed them up, and if they are overactive, such as in an allergy, slow them right down. So Ambrotose may be a way to go forward as well. Most exciting work actually stems from about 20 years ago out of the Radcliffe Hospital up in Oxford, where real doctors, real scientists, found that if they attached pollens to a compound called beta-glucuronidase and injected it into us, we stopped reacting to the pollen. Not everybody, but very often it works. This is a one-off injection, and they now make a solution that provides lots of different pollens attached to this compound, which switches off the body's attack. EPD, as it's called, enzyme potentiated desensitization, is and should be available on the NHS, but very few allergists or immunologists are trained in it. So you have to go and hunt around and see if you can find the right people for it. If you go to the British Society of Ecological Medicine website, ecomed.net, you should get a list of EPD practitioners.
That's Dr. Rajendra Sharma, Medical Director of the Diagnostic Clinic in London.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.